Every year, when the golden leaves of autumn flutter to the ground, no longer clinging to tree branches, children excitedly look forward to the fun-filled occasion called Halloween. It's the only time of the year when they can gleefully dress in their favorite costumes and go trick-or-treating with friends in their communities. However, Halloween hasn't always been about wearing costumes of superheroes, ghosts and goblins, witches and warlocks, and going trick-or-treating for candies and treats. Its origin was of a more religious nature. With influence from different religious cultures, the Celtic holiday of Samhain, the Catholic Hallowmas period of All Saints' Day and All Souls' Day, and the Roman festival of Feralia, Halloween was initially a time of remembrance for the passing of loved ones, when the souls of the deceased were supposed to return to Earth. It was also a time to commemorate and honor deities, saints, and martyrs. Centuries later, the original religious significance of Halloween has mostly faded, and a more secular tradition takes its place. Halloween is now a time for community building and social bonding. In 1999, while in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai had joined in the celebration with our association members. Notwithstanding, even though many have forgotten the original belief that Halloween is a time when the souls of the deceased return to the realm of the living, the presence of spirits, also known as astral beings, in the human world is not a work of fiction or a figment of a group of people's imagination. In her lectures, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shed light on the invisible spiritual worlds, including that of the astral level, the destination of certain souls who depart from this earthly abode. The boundary between the realm of the living and the realm of the dead is not so distinct as we may think.
Cái phim đó lẽ là chị thay, chị hai thấy khủng bố quá, lẽ là không muốn cho quý vị bị hâm dọa, nhưng mà cái phim nó như vậy đó. Chị hai nói như vậy là nó như vậy.
On the occasion of Halloween, we invite you to enjoy a compilation of Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures on the intriguing topics of otherworldly spheres and spirits, entitled Astral Beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for granting us permission to present the Astral Beings Lecture as a living scripture of an enlightened master to share with all sentient beings who are seeking the truth. May those with affinity find the way to liberation from the sea of suffering and be elevated above the astral level.
When my life is over and death I discover, oh, what will I choose to take with me? When shadows fly o'er me as I start my journey, oh, what will I choose to take with me?
The topic of life and death is as old as the earth itself, yet it is something that humankind is confronted with during each moment of existence. Most people prefer to ignore the subject and wish not to be reminded of the time when they will depart from this world, and the very notion of the hereafter or next life has prompted people to debate, albeit in vain.
There are those who believe that humans only have one life to live,
and those who believe that physical life is transitory and that true life only exists beyond this one. Even burial ceremonies are dependent upon the afterlife beliefs for different tribes and races. Some weep and lament upon the death of a loved one. Others celebrate with parties and music, for they believe that death means a return and not a departure. Some bury the dead underground. Others release bodies into waters. Some cremate corpses. Others embalm them.
There are tribes whose members abandon the deceased for vultures to consume, for it is their belief that, if buried underground, the body will become decayed and filled with maggots. Then there are regions where people eat the dead bodies of loved ones, for they believe that the flesh and bones of the beloved will thus forever remain within their own bodies. Actually, life is transient, and the physical body merely an outer garment. When we depart from this world, the body will decay. But what about the soul?
It is not true that death ends everything. The soul will be transported to another world, another level of consciousness.
Those who are liberated will come to a place full of God's and Buddha's light. They will have escaped the cycle of life and death.
On the other hand, there are those who will sink to dark regions of hell and the astral world. And then, due to karma, there are others who will return to earth to repay their karmic debts.
Today, we invite you to open your heart to listen to the Supreme Master Ching Hai's words of wisdom. May you realize fully the meaning of life and death, of spiritual practice, and become able to distinguish between the true and the false, and eventually be liberated from the cycle of life and death.
As I wander my way down death's darkened highway, my soul will have nothing beside it. As I take my last look at life's dog-eared scrapbook, my soul will have nothing to hide it.
所以有一位在世的师父很重要。第一，他会指导我们修行最基本的规矩，讲我们道德敬主，心应该很单纯，理想和目的应该很高，咱不会着火入魔，不会被谋骗。我们听说有很多很多法门，我们不晓得什么法门是最好。 很多人自称他是最高的法师，自称他是这样，有的人修护习也是得到什么东西，有的人修探险也是得到什么东西，但是不究竟而已。很多人说他在修行，但是成佛的很小，因为不了解这个宇宙的法力，所以被阿修罗的人来骗，他会这样子讲。 我现在是什么什么佛来叫你的，你已经成佛了，你不要管这个小事情，修行不要执着等等，他会这样子讲，他让我们想我们了不起了，我们已经那么高了，不要管这个宇宙的法力，不会，没有这个事。修行的人如果没有智慧的话，很简单被人骗，骗了以后走不开。 因为那种魔将也是很厉害，我们不可以要走就走，他会拉我们回来，懂不懂？他不让我们走，会放石头在我们面前。 在印度有一位很著名的修行人，修行14年才成为老师。 在他还没成佛、还没成金刚三昧的时候，就究竟了阿耨多罗三藐三菩提的时候，他很崇拜一位女神，就跟我们这里崇拜观世音菩萨一样。他很崇拜那位女神，很喜欢见到她。他崇拜一段时间了，这个佛像滑出来，他每一天可以跟佛像讲话。 他来那个寺庙的那个佛像也趴下去跟他一起讲话谈论教他东西，因为他太喜欢。 跟佛像很接近，但是也有碰到他的师父，听他师父讲经，他马上了解，看到的不是究竟的境界，他马上知道认识他的师父，叫他修行法门，他很辛苦修行，进步得很快，但是到了一个程度以后，他无法超过，因为每一次要超过是都有那个以前他很崇拜的女神来站在他的前面，不用他过去，好久好久的时间都不能过去，不能冲过这个映射的境界。有一天他跟他的师父抱怨，他的师父很激动，他说为什么不可以超过，他的师父就用一个很锐利的石头啊，放在这里，那流水，我们如果普通的人看起来，哎，这个师父好残忍呐、啊，是不是？那快吓人了，是怎么样？所以你应该知道，应该超过。那个时候，他真正的用心的做了一做，是真的会超过这个。他看到那个佛来的时候，他用他的智慧呀、啊，断的变成了两段，那以后可以超过啊，出去。讲最简单啦、啊，但是你们没有，很可能还没有碰到这个境界，无法想象啊，不那么简单啦、啊。
多数的我们的人哈、死了以后就去那边吧，就那个阿修罗的境界，阿修罗境界已经讲好了，有100多个境界，不同的小小小小这样子，像我们大学或是高中都有好几个期，有没有？这一年期、两年期、三年期这样的不一样啊。OK， 他们这个每个世界也是有不同的期呀、啊，了解吗？所以第二的世界。啊，也有好多期，第一世界有好多期，有没有？所以有的时候光度不一样。虽然我们一样掉到地狱的世界，又是阿修罗的世界，不过我们每个人看到光亮不同啊，光度不同，颜色也不同，是因为那个期呀、不同啊。了解不了解？好，那多数的我们的人类啊，善良或是善恶哈、没有修行观音法门哈、我是没有修行比较严肃的法门，比较有救命的能力那种法门哈，就会升到阿修罗地方去了。升了以后过来100多年、200、500年，有的时候1000、2000、3000啊，就看你们的那个福报。然后妖斋掉下来做人了，懂了？做人以前呢、我们是在那边啊，是比较快乐，或是比较痛苦。痛苦的人呢、从地狱上来是很喜欢去投胎做人，我感觉到离开苦难呐、很喜欢。住在天堂那些人物比较高雅的那地方，在阿修罗的地方比较高雅的地方是很快乐的，懂不懂？要什么一想就有了，像在那个《阿弥陀经》里面有讲，有没有啊？想什么就有什么了啊，衣服都随意而来啊，东西吃饭也都随意而来。 所以住在那种很漂亮的很啊光荣的境界啊，就不想丢人了，了解吗？不过他们在那里的世界的时候都会有人教育懂吗，然后跟他们说你们去当人啊才能够变成高境界的，才能够进步，心灵才能够进步啊，大家知道这样子。不过有的人是愿意来做人，懂不懂？很喜欢来做人，为了要修行，为了要更进步。这些人啊那个俗气不改啊，在这边留恋这边，在天堂跟留恋天堂，在天堂比这边多被骗了啊，多轻松多快乐，你想什么有什么，想走就走，很快不会累，走路不会累，那像飘飘走一样，也可以用飞的，也可以用莲花的，也可以用云的，用木云飞在上面，你要停他就停，你要一斧他就一斧就来，要楼台宫殿楼台宫殿就来，要什么东西就有什么东西。有一些境界啊，那个珠宝啊就用铺路的，懂不懂？真正的珠宝啊那边很多，所以当然那些人呢、啊、在那里哈、啊、就当然留恋不想下去，知道在人间很苦啊，有的天人，有的那些人哈、啊、叫天人的意思，就不是佛，还不是最高圣人的境界，就叫天。那些天人哈、啊、看到自己寿命快断了就哭了，好要命，哭好几天好几天这样子，不想走啊，因为知道人间好苦好苦，下去啊恐怕不回来，听懂吗？下去啊被考验太厉害了，有可能在这里啊然后留恋整件啊，我是被那个业障绑住啊，被那个很多诱惑的仙情啊绑起来啊，然后生生世世都在做人啊，听懂不懂？天堂很难再回去啊，就会怕死啊，好怕好怕，非常恐慌啊，离我们人类时的时候爱极千杯恐慌恐慌，因为我们人呢、啊、当然是有乐不顾苦很多，他们天堂是有乐没有苦啊，了解吗？即使他们有苦一点点的话，这个苦度啊是非常非常温柔的，温柔的感觉到没什么很难过，懂不懂？我们人类有时候苦真的真的要想要自杀，了解不了解？非常痛苦啊，受不了哈，爆炸那种，压力很重，天堂没有这种，越高的境界越没有越好，所以我们这里呀、啊，人类其实没有什么啊，那值的钱呐、啊，那个假的珠宝啊，这样子还留恋那么要命，啊，何况天堂的人呢、啊？他们应该离开这么美丽的、那么光亮的世界，听懂不懂？所以他们值的钱非常非常痛苦，不过不去不行。像我们人类也是一样，时间到了就走了，你是什么人都无所谓，你应该走了啊！你是总统，你是大夫人、大官、大神、大神，然后你还是要走，天堂也一模一样，你福报断了你就应该离开天堂，掉到另外一个境界去。如果你在天堂修行很好，那当然你会高境界一点，不过这个很稀有，这个很稀有，除了你自己在世做人的时候有名师啊，你还没有去修行的时候你就去世了、啊、还没有得到最高的境界你就上天堂，那里还是有你的师父继续带你去，继续教育你，你接触到修行。如果你是普通的人啊，上去天堂啊爱要迷了，没办法想什么修行，我们在这个世界苦得要命，东西也没什么好啊，那女人男众也不怎么很漂亮啊，已经那么迷了，听懂吗？已经忘记修行了，抓了那个值的钱啊 paper 抓那个值啊，算来算去啊
我放在银行啊，放这里，放那里，我怕人家偷走。那些石头啊，亮亮一点点，这样转到转来转去，感觉到很了不起哈。所以都是抓了这些事情啊，忘记修行，何况天堂呢？天堂珠宝是真的珠宝，从这里亮到那里啊。我们金刚啊，亮亮在这边而已，亮不到一公分那么长。他们是天堂的珠宝，亮好久，好远呢、啊。比你们修观音法门光还要亮。刚刚修观音法门的光度这样，一公分，明天两公分，所以如果我们这次没有名师的话，上天堂没办法修行，所以时间到了，应该多数都掉下来，不能掉上去了，懂吗？好，掉下来的时候非常痛苦，因为他知道到人间的时候，哎呀，一去啊不简单回来啊，一去不简单再回，所以很痛苦，怕修行不好啊，听懂吗？怕被诱惑，怕被这边的那个业力啊、共业啊、世界的业障啊包围起来，没办法逃开，所以很痛苦。好，他在上面 也有人教育，并不是说没有，听懂吗？就是上面的人教育是普通的人而已，普通的天人教你而已，那你的名师是不一样，听懂吗？你的名师也是他们那些仙人的名师的啊，不过他们那些仙人呢、啊、也没有福报跟你的名师学的到这个程度啊，不是每个仙人能够跟你的名师学，听懂吗？因为在世名师啊，他是通通可以叫，不过不是每个人能够跟他学，除了一些他已经受位徒弟啊，他才辛苦，他才要教到底啊。天人也不能跟他学啊，要跟他学应该掉下来做人啊。所以普通的人学的时候上去都有那些天人教你而已，他就叫这种别人听过来的，听懂不懂？听到佛这样说，名师这样说，他就叫你，他说啊，天堂其实很好，不过不是很永恒啊，你要下去啊，人类的时候好好修行啊，好好学习功课啊，等一下你还去比天堂高境界，不过他不一定叫你这样，他说你赶快回来，我们这里很好，听懂吗？我们认为这里是最高而已，不是每个天人都那么好，他叫你真理，而且他叫你的时候，他这个力量不是像你的名字那么强啊，他没有驾驶你什么，他驾驶你的话驾驶他的等级而已，如果你受到他的驾驶力，他最多你能够到他那边住，然后等一下又再掉下来再上去，听懂吗？那没有用 啊，所以多数的人呢、啊、上天堂完了就应该下来，下来的时候大家也都知道啦，也会有很多考验，很多学习的功课。
To the astral world without a proper masters, we will be offered all kinds of things, including magical power. And I tell you true, nobody has enough will and purity to resist these kind of magical and wealth and beauties of the astral world. That's why all fall into the astral net. Some people think if they see a lot of visions and beautiful angels and things like that, they attainGood meditation practice, no. Or they can get some magical power from the practice, that's all nothing. That's why I warn all of you never to be greedy for magical power. Don't be cheated. That's why I say when anybody offer you anything inside, you must repeat the chart's protective names and the astral words cannot harm you.Most of people fall into the astral trap because they don't have the protective guide. They don't have a good master. Understand? They meditate themselves or they have very low level master. It is very dangerous. They took you by force. It's good fortune for you. Because at least you know and you resist it. But if they took you by charm, by beautiful maidens, girls, and by offering you wealth and magical power, you're done. When you see the astral girls, you're finished. All the willpower melted like ice in the sun. Because you would never see any girl in this world as beautiful as the astral woman. Therefore, sometimes the disciples of the real masters complain that I don't see anything. I only see the curtain in the front. Please let me see some astral girl at least or something. But I know my disciples more than they know themselves. Some are so weak when they see the beauty of the woman, they become noodle. So I don't allow. Yeah, they would like to stay there forever. And they will succumb to the power of the astral world and lost all their merit. And I cannot drag everybody, thousands, millions of disciples by the hand all the time and dragging them. Let's go back, let's go up. Yeah, I can do it once or twice or with two or three people, but not thousands of people. So I better put them in the box and, and transport directly. Passing by as quickly as possible. Express airplane. Yeah, save a lot of my energy, argumentation. Because people's will are very strong and have to be respected. And what do you think I have to do? Stay there and accompany him forever until he's fed up with it. I can't leave him until my duty is finished. It's no fun to stay in the astral world for thousands of years.
And according to high-level practitioners, magical power and other psychic abilities belong to the first level of consciousness, that is the astral world. And even in the astral worlds, we have many, many different levels, over hundreds of them. There is heaven, there is hell, there is suffering, there is joy in different levels in the astral existence. All of the people after they die without practicing liberation method, they will go to the astral world accordingly, but in different levels. That is the world of magic. When we reach there, everything is done by magic. When the Shakyamuni Buddha was alive, his disciple use magical power to run around the universe to have a look. But all he can reach is such some not very high level in the astral world. So this also belongs to magical realm, which is called the kind of astral projection, in which we can live behind this physical body and take every other body with us and go to the astral world. We have different bodies. That's why the people who die, even though they reach heaven of some kind, they are not liberated. Then sooner or later, according to their karma or their or the judgment of heaven, they have to return to a physical world in different forms. The astral projection is similar to people who die temporarily and go to heaven, or who die permanently and go to the astral heaven. But even then, even if it's only astral world, it is so beautiful that no one reached there ever wanted to come back to this world. You have read perhaps many stories from the clinical research from the doctors in America, and they are telling the story of those people who die temporarily and come back to this world, and they cry for weeks and months because they don't want to stay in this world after seeing such a beautiful world. Because the inner world, the spiritual level, is so blissful that even a low level such as astral level offers us so extraordinary feeling of happiness and freedom that we never taste in this world. Doesn't matter how much money we want to pay for it, or how hard we work in penance, or how many hundred times we bow to the Buddha. That's why since ancient times, many people, they forsake everything, including comfort, position, wealth, in order to practice in the forest or in the Himalaya, etc., in order to continue enjoy this kind of blissful feeling afforded them through spiritual meditation. Once we know the light of heaven and the teaching of God or Buddha, we do not want anything mundane in this world anymore. Even though we still continue to work and help ourselves and our family, our nation, but there's nothing in this world can compare to the happiness that we find during our sojourn in heaven, temporarily, while we are meditating, or maybe during sleep.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you, wise viewers, for your company for our Halloween special, Astral Beings on Words of Wisdom. A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.